and in the way, sisters, laugh and learn with me, Janet,
and me, Nancy,
the bitchin' sisters, as we tell it like it is, the way it was back then and the mess we're in now.
We're growing old in a new world with skyrocketing costs, crazy fashions, changing norms, and I hate to remind you, with limited time left.
Yeah.
We've got some practical ideas that might work for you.
And we definitely have some opinions that you might have too.
We'll entertain you and inform you. Let's look back at how it was and ahead to what's coming.
And if you're young, maybe you can learn something from your elders.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly we're wise, but we've definitely been there and done that.
Well, Janet, as old as you and I are, and many of our listeners included, we've all lost something that has been close to us. And I know you've lost something with a funny ending, and I'll tell you mine.
What?
For me, it was my engagement ring.
Yeah. Aha, that's a funny one.
Well, normally I wouldn't even think of taking it off. But I was at the airport going through security, and I had to put all the medals in a bowl. And that's all I had, but I must have forgot to check the bowl after I went through. Anyway, I didn't even miss it. That is, until Mike noticed it was missing. We were in Hawaii, and I was talking animatedly, normal for me, with my hands waving around, and Mike said, "Wait a minute, let me see your hands." So I stopped talking, put my hands in front of me like this with my palms up, and he said, "No, turn them over," which I did, wondering what this was all about.
Oh, he's a thorough one.
Then I noticed it didn't have my ring on my finger. So did Mike notice. He said, "Where's your ring?" And I said, "I don't know." Then I remembered the airport, and I said, "Wait a minute. I must have left it in the bowl at the airport when I was going through
security." Oh, let's go get it.
Thus began a long back and forth with the airlines. And, you know, they always have recordings, not real people. So when I called, I got a recording that said, "Leave a message describing the lost item, and if we have it, we'll call you back. Otherwise, you won't hear from us." Well, I didn't think that was going to satisfy either of us. So I kept trying to call, and I kept getting the same message. So meanwhile, while I was waiting to hear back from them, Mike was getting really upset with me. I get it. The ring cost quite a bit of money, and I acted like it was nothing, he thought. So, with my tail between my legs, I went to the hotel's jewelry store, and I walked in, and I said, "I want the cheapest wedding ring you've got."
Oh, boy, sounds like a...
I was just adamant to do something about it. So the guy said they had one, and it had Hawaiian symbols for love on it, and it was $70. And I said, "I'll take it." It was a little big, but at this point, I didn't care. I just wanted to resolve the problem. I walked out, and I never said a word to Mike. In fact, it wasn't until we were on our way back to the States and on the airplane we were sharing a bag of popcorn when Mike once again said, "Wait, show me your hands." So once again, I put my hands out in front of me with palms up, and he said, "No, turn them over," which I did. And sure enough, there was a ring on my finger. "Where did you get that?" he demanded. "At the jewelry store back at the hotel," I squeaked. "I knew you were upset with me, so I just wanted to appease you and get another ring to take its place." "Huh," Mike grunted. And he didn't say another word, and I knew I hadn't really fixed the problem. But when we got back, Mike had an appointment the next day at the doctor's, and he wanted me to go with him, which I did. I threw on my winter coat, and off we went. As soon as we got in the room with the doctor, she asked about our vacation, and of course, Mike started telling her about the missing ring. I kind of slumped in my seat, and
yeah, like it was the high point of the vacation.
It was the one he remembered. I slumped in my seat, and I shoved my hands in my coat pockets, and all of a sudden, I felt it, the missing ring.
Oh, my God.
I pulled it out and said, "Look, here's the ring." Then I remembered that before leaving my winter coat in the car at the airport, I removed my ring so I would have one last thing to deal with at security, and I forgot from that point on. So the story doesn't end there, though. I still had the Hawaiian wedding ring, and I decided to continue wearing it. That is, until I lost it again at school. I called the janitor, and I asked him to check in the hallway, where I was sure was the last place I was before leaving the building. No ring. So I walked out into the garage to check in the car, and there it was on the cement floor. It was just too big to wear. So I came back in the house And I called the jeweler downtown and asked how much it would cost to make it smaller.
Yeah, smaller.
He said $65.
Oh boy.
I said, what? It only cost me $70. So instead, I bought a nice necklace, and there it is, safe and close to my heart, on a nice chain around my neck.
Yeah.
Ta-da!
Well, good ending, I would say.
How about you?
Okay, my story begins with the fact that my husband and I have been holdouts. We did not want cell phones. We did not need cell phones. We had a home phone. That was perfectly fine. But then we began to have problems. Like, we took our little great-grandsons to a children's play, and they said, would you like a copy? Would you like the program? We said, yeah. And they said, scan this QR code.
Oh,
okay. Well, we can't do that. I guess we won't get a program. We were trying to go someplace, and we couldn't find the bill. We thought we had gotten to the right place, and we hadn't. And they said, oh, no, they're having this presentation in this building elsewhere. Just Google it, and you'll find out where the building is. Well, of course, we didn't have cell phones. And it began to be like that. I mean, menus at restaurants. Oh,
sure.
Yeah, so eventually
society,
we were going to get the cell phones. But we were not going to fall for one of those plans where you pay for 3 years and it includes a fancy phone as well as your monthly ability to use it. So, ha ha ha. We bought reconditioned phones from a guy in town who sold us very nice iPhones. They worked just perfectly. And I was very happy with mine and used it on and off. And I felt like I was being very hip and modern, you know.
And you were.
For a 79-year-old woman, I was. And so I went to this outdoor concert, a festival called Larry Fest. Yeah. Bluegrass music, the best in the country. And it was outside. And, well, I noticed that the young people, they all kept their cell phones in the back pocket of their jeans. So, of course, I did that, too. I wasn't going to be lugging some big, heavy pocketbook around.
Yeah, but they do that because they know that young guys look at their young asses.
Well, I didn't think there was anything wrong with my slightly older ass either, but I stuck the cell phone in there, and I, you know, danced and drank and had a great time, and then eventually I made my way to the porta potty and dropped my drawers. You know, kerplunk was the sound I heard way down there. Kerplunk.
Goodbye.
Yeah, goodbye.
And you went down there and got it.
It was way down.
It was dark.
And I'm sure I staggered out of there. They probably thought, oh, she's had too much to drink.
You realized it right away.
Oh, yeah. It was. They were gone. I just was like, oh, God. Hundreds of dollars and now.
After all that.
And
you had to tell Mark.
Well, I had to tell Mark. And I tried to tell anyone who would listen. But they weren't all that, you know, all that, oh, poor girl and everything. What am I going to do? So I go home, just without the phone, obviously. The festival goes on for another day. Okay. Then it was all over, and we were sitting at home having lunch or something, and a friend of mine, Dan, pulled his car up and came in, and he was holding a plastic bag. And he said, when the porta potty people tried to get stuff out of the porta potty pipe, they came up with this, and he held up this double wrapped in plastic phone of mine, and I went, oh my God. Like, you know,
I thought I'd never see it again.
And I quickly looked up online on my regular computer what you're supposed to do. Well, I found out, oh, people do this all the time. They flush their cell phones down the toilet.
Wow.
You know, well, if you recover it, you're supposed to put it in a bag of rice.
Oh.
So, what the heck? So I did that.
Wait.
Yeah, white. So I put it in a bag of white rice, and in no time, boing, it was back to life. I cleaned it off thoroughly. It was just fine. It worked. It was beautiful. Well, the reception was a little shitty. But the worst is people began calling me a potty mouth.
When really you're a bitchin' sister.
Right, that's what they didn't know.
Janet and I come to you twice a month with new episodes. Some are funny, some are serious, some are just our crazy opinions. I hope you enjoyed our show.
Me too. It's been a pleasure. We are Nancy and Janet,
the Bitchin' Sisters. Three on the call with a straight line six. Eight Jack Flair with a six-piece mix. Picking up pieces along the way. 33 records been round and round.
Music by Paul and Sidnor.